It's Fairsy and Jules, thanks to Harvey Norman Launceston. Now, the AFL Grand Final has been run and won, and we have managed to pin him down. He has been everywhere, flying into Tassie and all over the rest of the country to see his beloved Bulldogs win the jewel in the crown, the AFL Premiership. Dougie Hawkins, how are you?
Fairsy, Jules, how are you guys?
We're good.
Can I ask you what day it is? What day were you actually?
It's, oh, mate, it's Tuesday.
Tuesday, fair dinkum. Mate, how good were those boys? And before I talk about the boys, I had a great time at South Launceston Footy Club on Friday with Paul Roos, and comedian Warren Jackman was very, very good. And then I came back again Saturday morning down at Evandale, and I tipped the Bulldogs by 7 points. I saw them a bit short, didn't I? But they were great down at Evandale. Great at Evandale, great people.
Mate, let's talk about the game. When did you think the Doggies had it won?
Well, I looked at the scoreboard and it was 12 goals to 10. And I thought to myself, you're going to kick two goals in a bit, I think it was. It might have been probably a 14-point in front. And I thought, gee, this is going to be hard to get. And then when young Pickin got that ball in the pocket and then he kicked that goal straight, banged it over in the punt road, that was it. 13 goals at 10, a minute and a half to go, game's over.
It was fabulous. How were the emotions with you?
Jules, it really was amazing. It really was. Like, you know, flying back, of course, first from Lonnie, I was in the plane, running about 10 minutes late, and I was getting a little bit toey, and I'm thinking, I'm getting more toey. You know, it really was amazing. I was sitting there with Alan Didak from Collingwood. He'd been down in Lonnie as well, and we're just chatting away. I think he helped me a little bit just calm my nerves. He'd been on the big stage and played in that winning grand final with Collingwood back in 2010. We're chatting about all that sort of stuff. And obviously, I never played him one. So once we got out of the plane, everybody was in the MCG. So it was only a 25-minute drive from the airport. It was fantastic.
Yes.
So I was in my seat with my wife, Raylene, and by 10 to 2, we're ready to rock and roll. And, you know, I was toey. You know, the crowd were just fantastic. Sydney had a good support too, but our people just enormous they were.
And what a fantastic match. I mean, AFL football was the winner. I thought the umpiring was superb. You hardly noticed them. I mean,
especially the Tassie guy.
Yeah, Scott Jeffrey did an awesome job on 309 games or something. But, I mean, that's when you know the game's been run well and officiated well, because you don't notice the umpires, which is
100%. Yeah. 100% fair, did you? 100%. They did a terrific job, but let it go. You know, the Bulldogs play this mad running, hard running, gut-busting football, and the Dogs' forward line, they tackle, they chase, they harass, they don't allow their back line, the opposition, to get out of it too easy. Tom Boyd stood up, you know, and I'll be one of his critics. You know, I thought, not him, but the monetary that he was given, I thought was an absolute joke.
Yeah.
But on the grand final, the big dance, he did dance. He did come to dance. And I thought he might be a bit stiff not to win the Norm Smith medal. I thought he was... And then again, Johansson was outstanding as well.
Yes.
Absolutely. I wanted to ask you very quickly, Luke Beveridge's, as you say. what did you think when Luke Beveridge handed over his premiership medal to Bobby Murphy, the very unlucky player, and what a stalwart he's been?
Fairs, Jules, I thought it was just absolutely is what that man's about. I mean, I played with him for 2 years at the Bulldogs in 93, 94. Bevo, football was tough, hard. Lovable bloke, loved him to death. He was fantastic to play footy with. And if you may remember on the Thursday night, the footy show, the AFL footy show, when I got up there at the Cup, I said, listen, if Bob Murphy doesn't get up on that stage when the boys get the job done, I'm going to be absolutely dirty. He's going to get up on that stage. But I didn't know Bevo was going to take his medal off. I didn't know he was going to take his medal off. And then just let him allow, because I cannot remember when a premiership captain and coach hasn't held the Cup up.
No, exactly.
So for Bevo to take a backward step and to let Murph, I thought it was just as what it's all about. You know, the respect and the love and the class. You did say right there. It was just a class act, and it's been an absolute winner for the Bulldogs. 62 years, I didn't think I'd see one.
There you go.
Didn't think I'd see one, now I have. It's all good. It's all worthwhile.
Fast forwarding very quickly to the next day. Have you ever seen Witten Oval like that?
Sunday was unbelievable, it really was, and to just go in there and to walk up and to stand on that balcony in front of 20,000 passionate Footscray Western Bulldog supporters, it was a real buzz. It was just really amazing. So 30,000, it was just fantastic, amazing.
Absolutely, mate. Dougie Hawkins, as always, fantastic. Thank you so much for your time, and enjoy it, because, I mean, you really put the Bulldogs on the map when you were playing, Terry Wallace, all those guys. It was great to see you all celebrating with the current crop of players, as you should.
Well, Fancy Jules, I am now going to bed. It's Tuesday and I'm going to bed. I've had enough.
I can understand.
Good night. Good night to Lonnie. Good night to Lonnie. I love Lonnie. Good night.
Good night, Dougie.
I'm leaving the building. See you.